festival's been going on for 33 years now, and I've just been a small part of it. I took over about 6-7 years ago, and well, we're have an eclectic bunch of music. We try and do a little bit of everything. This year we have a few more food vendors and a lot of arts and crafts, and it's just going to be a fun event all the way around.
The fun thing about it is I've heard about it for years, then had an opportunity to play it a couple of times, and we'll be back with my group, Flat Broke Blues Band, will be kicking it off on Friday. But when I had a chance to come out there for the first time, I was really just amazed with, you know, I knew it was a music event, but and very eclectic. Like you say, there's a little bit of everything, but boy, there's so many other things to do. You got so many vendors and foods and everything. And one thing I found that's really cool about it is the whole town just embraces it. It just goes on all weekend.
Exactly. It does. It starts on Friday, and actually it started Monday. I mean, everybody starts working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole town is full of people now. The park is full. You couldn't get another trailer in there if you wanted to. And also the volunteers. I mean, everybody's coming out of the woodwork. You know, everybody wants to help, and it's fantastic.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you've been doing it for a few years, but the festival's been going on for 33. For the time that you've been involved, what are some of your favorite memories, some of your favorite experiences with the festival?
Wow. That's,
remember now, it's a family program, and we are live.
Well, that's a hard one. I'd have to say, I don't really have one favorite. I don't think I can come up with just one favorite. It's just when it starts on Friday, when that first band starts,
mm-hmm.
I know we grouse about it. You know, my daughter Tara, she helps me. We both do this. She does most of the vending. I do the music and the stage. And we grouse about it all the time. And then when that first band starts on Friday night, we look at each other and smile and say, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, that's true. You know, one of the cool things also is before the first band hits, there's sort of a kind of a parade, sort of a glorified, I don't know, conga line, whatever you want to call it, but it goes through the whole town. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, that's something I started that back 6 years ago, and it still hasn't really become as big as I was hoping it would be, but it is fun. It's just we all get together. We try and get the musicians and everybody together, and just like you said, a glorified conga line that goes through town right before the first band starts, and then when we get back and just start it up.
Well, the thing now, and we're talking with Dave Beckwith here. He's one of the organizers and coordinators of the Grand Marais Music and Arts Festival. Dave, you're in charge of the herding of the cats, so to speak, of getting all the bands together, and it's not an easy thing to do. I know how much work that takes. You guys do it all year long to start getting people in order, but what are some of the highlights of who's coming this year? Who are you looking forward to seeing? And I think you're even going to be up there a little bit. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course, the biggest highlight for me is that we're Papa Jackson. We're playing at 6 o'clock on Saturday, but also like John Latini and the Flying Latini Brothers.
Yep.
I can't wait to see them. They're big and bluesy like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I can't wait. I mean, I love Flat Broke, always have.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, Michael Murphy.
Yeah, Michael Murphy's on the bill, and John Latini, and those two guys both are worth the trip just coming over to see some good roots rock and blues music and great guitar, too.
Exactly. And this is like a little, we'll have Blue Tweed Suit from Munising, which is a great, they do a great original, some are great originals. They were there last year. I was so impressed I had to get them back. And then Franco and the Americans, they're a Lansing-based band, a little reggae, rock reggae.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody will like that.
And just a whole bunch of mix. That's what I like about it is you don't stick with just one style. You kind of spread it around. What are the hours now? I know that it kind of gets going Friday, the parade, maybe just before about 6-ish and 7
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, about 6-ish.
Yeah.
We start off with the parade, and then Flat Broke kicks it off at 7, and Michael Murphy will be on at 9 to 11.
And then all day on Saturday, and then what time does it wrap up on Sunday?
Sunday, 6 o'clock.
All right. Tickets are still available, or are you getting full? What's the word on that?
Tickets at the gate now. Advance sales are done.
Okay.
So we have tickets you can pick up at the gate for $10 on Friday, $25 on Saturday, and $10 on Sunday.
Sounds great. We're looking forward to it, and the weather looks like it's going to be great, so everybody should come on over to Grand Marais, eh, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Come on over to Grand Marais. It's going to be a good old time.